Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Well, it's official. Spring has sprung.
And so have my allergies.
Well, this is the time of year that we get into the nooks and crannies of our homes to get rid of all the stuff that needed to be put out in the wintertime, but it was just too cold. But now that the sun is shining and it's getting warmer outside, we want to open things up and freshen them up.
Is that why people wait until the springtime to clean because it's too cold? I mean, come on, people like me, we want to just hold on to this stuff. We're pack rats. We can't throw it away. And you never know, we may need it sometime. And I just like to hold on to stuff.
Well, that ties in. We're starting, Bruce, a series entitled Spring Cleaning Our Marriage. And sometimes holding on to that kind of stuff plays into that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But today we want to talk about cleaning out the attic of our hearts.
Yeah, and that's because we use our attics to store things that we want to keep, but not necessarily display prominently in our homes anymore. You know, the old memorabilia, old baby clothes or toys for the future grandbabies that are coming along, or some trophies or photos or furniture. And that's so true when it comes to the nooks and crannies of our hearts as well. We want to hold on to some things without having them prominently displayed in our lives.
Can you give an example?
Yeah, I think so. Old dreams, goals, and expectations for starters. You know, those mental pictures of what we thought our lives were going to look like, how happy we were going to be all the time, how financially secure, and how our children were going to be so perfect. And all those mental pictures are up there haunting our present reality, like those pictures of me on the swim team, you know, sleek and slim. And my current reality is far from that.
So, Bruce, why do you keep those pictures?
Well, it's evidence that I can show my kids I was good looking once, I guess. But we're not in a good place when we're holding on to faulty illusions. It's not healthy for us, and we should pick up those boxes and throw them away and begin to embrace and deal with our current reality and develop a plan to change it if we're not happy with it. And don't keep comparing our life to some unrealistic mental pictures that we've developed.
Well, Bruce, what else do we have up there in our emotional attic of the heart?
Well, you know, another reason why we store things in the attic is because we intend to use them again someday or pass them on to our heirs. And the same is true with the attics of our hearts. It's a good time for us to begin thinking about what may be cluttering up our relationships, some of those unforgiven and unforgotten hurts and disappointments that we've boxed up and put in our attics. And they're prime examples. We keep holding on to them, thinking that we may need them again to manipulate our spouses or our children by making them feel guilty or indebted. You know, when things aren't going well, I'd march up into the attic and I'd bring down the box and I open it up in front of everybody and show them that hurt and disappointment and remind them how they've mistreated me, and with the hopes of me getting my own way.
So how do we clean out these attics then?
Well, if you're like me, you need to hire somebody to do it because you can't throw stuff out. You just don't have the heart to do it, and I want to hold on to it. And the same is true when it comes to some of these boxes in the attics of our heart as well. It's a job for someone else to do, and that's the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own. And the first thing that usually needs to be cleaned up is me and my heart issue of wanting to be in control and wanting things to go the way I want them, and I need to let that go. And God doesn't want me to be holding on to any old hurts and pains for any reason, let alone using them to beat up on others. So I have to realize that the greatest casualty of past guilt is my present pain. So if I'm not happy with me, how can I be happy with you or anybody else? And the Bible gives us a solution. It says, if we confess our sins, He, Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He not only forgives, He forgets. He forgets those sins. As far as the east is from the west, He puts them from us. And, so my sin of wanting to be in control and my sin of wanting to take care of myself first is now forgiven and cleansed. And now I can begin to extend forgiveness to those who have hurt me. And, you know, once those unforgiven and unforgotten hurts are removed from the attics of our hearts, Cap, our relationships can begin to experience that freshness of spring that you were talking about at the top of the program.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I'm sure that we all have a few boxes of unforgiven and unforgotten that we can give to the Holy Spirit for Him to eliminate and help us to restore relationships. But next week, we're going to continue our theme of spring cleaning our relationships, and I think we're even talking about cleaning the windows.
That's right, Cap, and we want to learn how we can keep our perspectives clear and clean. But until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.